For over 50 years, Americans have been getting on buses, planes, and trains headed to Lackland Air Force Base to join the Air Force. Basic military training has been welcoming and preparing new recruits for their new life as airmen. This video will show you that journey. Today, Lackland is the single site for Air Force basic military training. Recruits come from all 50 states and Puerto Rico, but no matter their background, they all experience the same introduction to military life.
My job is basically to train men and women to serve their country and to be proud to serve that country. We have 6 weeks to teach drill, to teach dorm, to teach discipline, to teach teamwork.
Part of the transition from civilian to military life is learning self-discipline and respect for authority. This transition can be dramatic. It's the job of military training instructors to bring it about. Individualism is replaced with teamwork, and success depends on the whole instead of just the one.
Look down at your feet. Put your heels together so they are even.
I talked to my mother on the phone for the first time for like 2 minutes because our TIs were screaming at us, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. But I was sounding kind of worried to my mother, so she's all right. But she know I'm in good hands.
What are you going to give to me? My time, sir. Time is not enough. I need more. What else are you going to give to me?
Over 100%. I'm 100%, sir.
100% of what?
Whole self, sir.
You better be giving me more than 100% because I know one thing. I'm going to be taking everything you've got, 110%, because if I'm going to give you education.
And we're trying to get them right off the bat to realize that the life that they were leading, the life that they were going through, has just changed. It's changed dramatically. And we want them to know that from the very beginning.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, everybody here, what I want you to do is I want you to... I want you to move your hands gently, like I said. If the tight part of the face, all the hair off the face, keep steps above your eyebrow. Tomorrow's going to be a long day. Close your eyes. Sleep.
Short nights and long days are the norm of a trainee's life. Some of the discipline and yelling may unnerve you. But this is how we test and prepare you for the stresses of combat. If you can't handle it in basic military training, you can't do it later.
First of all, I'm looking forward to tasting my first candy bar in a while. I want to taste soda. Just mostly food. You should hear us all on the phone. All we ever talk about is food and candy. Stuff like that. Oh my gosh, a first pizza. I want to have a big sub, you know, things like that.
A vital part of developing a team is changing the mindset. One of the first things that happens is that everyone gets a uniform and haircut. The first step in the transition from me to we. The many hours spent with medical processing, clothing processing, and other administrative functions are important. We ensure you are fit for continued duty with excellent medical screening.
know what you're going to pass up? Go ahead and sit down before you give it a shot.
It's a good thing you joined the military. Oh, just take a deep breath. Think happy thoughts. Come on, you're in the Air Force now. Happy thoughts.
Hi.
When we come out here and learn marching or drill, there's three basic things I have to try and tell them. One and foremost, it's going to teach us teamwork. Because that marching flight, when you're marching along, it's only going to be as good as the poorest airman in the flight.
At this point, we're going to evenly distribute our weight on the balls of both men.
It also builds up a lot of tradition and a lot of teamwork esprit de corps, where we have some pride in what we're doing. And probably the most important is, that's what everybody watches on TV.
I feel loyal to these PIs right now, and I've only been here for a week. And I have a lot of respect for them all of a sudden. I mean, at first I wanted to say I couldn't stand them. And don't get me wrong, they make me very mad. But to be honest with you, you gain a lot of respect for people who have authority over you but are doing it for your own good. And I have truly gained a lot of respect, and I have loyalty for all of the PIs that I have right now.
Physical performance is part of military life. Listen as trainees talk about their experiences.
I didn't realize I was so out of shape until I got here, but I'm doing better. I've improved a great deal on everything. Still not even close to where I want to be, but I'm going to pass the eval. We've got really great TIs, and that's what they do. They have to push us so that we perform.
Jenkins, get down there. Don't make me come over there and show you off at my old age.
Academic studies are also an important part of basic training. You'll study subjects such as customs and courtesies, financial management, history of the Air Force, and human relations. Academics, marching, details. A day in the life of a basic trainee starts at 5 o'clock in the morning and continues until 9 o'clock at night.
This is a patio break, and this is our first patio break, and we never thought we'd ever get one. We earned this one.
The busy routine does reap its benefits, a treasured patio break, and an opportunity to call home. Religious services are an important part of basic military training.
The church provided a very good spiritual background for me. It gives me a spiritual reboost for the next week, keeps my spirits high, keeps my faith, keeps me going through basic training. Without church, I don't know how I would make it through basic training.
Academic classes take many forms in basic military training. This is the dramatization of the Code of Conduct class, where the prisoner of war situation is shown. The live action pulls the new recruits into the action and makes this class an emotional event. For many, a true sense of what it means to serve our country begins to hit home, and the importance of the military begins to take shape.
Get the whole course in our one position, we're all going to come back like the practice.
Much of basic training is hands-on, from firing the M16 rifle to living in the field. The new recruits begin to experience many different living environments that life will expose them to in the military.
Is ready. Fire!
on retreat!
Hey, Dad!
Another way in which we'll test your mettle is at the confidence course.
Blue Air Force!
You'll have two opportunities to negotiate it. Here you'll face challenges you thought you couldn't overcome, but find that with teamwork and the proper attitude, you'll not only overcome these challenges, but you'll improve from one time to the next.
You need to work your dick, damn it!
Go! Why are
you going to go? Oh, yeah, too easy! Go! Let's see how it's going in Haiti!
At the end of 6.5 short weeks of training, we produce some of the finest airmen in history, a fact known everywhere in the world as we are the world's premier aerospace corps.
This is easy. My God, you might make an airman yet.
The recruits that arrived 6 weeks earlier are transformed into professional, proud, confident men and women, ready to serve their country.
There's nothing that I can tell you to do to prepare yourself except just be ready, be open-minded, and be able to accept whatever comes at you.
And I pushed myself to limits I didn't know that I had. Basic training is definitely going to help you grow up if you needed it.
Definitely be mature, definitely pay attention to the details right away, you know, starting at home. Be focused, dedicated.
Stand at attention, do not move. Keep your head up, know that it's only going to be 6 weeks. Always work together as a team and never give up.
I feel that new mission trainees need to do not bring the attitudes, the egos, self-centered ideas, you know, everybody needs to work as a team and need to help each other out, you know.
You just have to be able to say, you know what, no matter what they throw at me, I'm going to achieve it. I'm going to grow up, I'm going to become an airman, and I'm going to be the best airman I can.
I was
extremely proud. And still am. So.
Every 6 weeks that I walked down that bomb run or marched down that bomb run in that parade, those airmen behind me will fight for this country one day if it happens. And I want to make sure that they are capable.
Congratulations, Airman Rockins from the United States Air Force.
Delivery of air power requires precision, timing, and a high level of discipline and teamwork. The enlisted force is a backbone supporting this team. The United States Air Force could not defend our nation nor meet the challenges of future deployment without the young men and women who answer the Air Force's call to duty. All over the world, wherever our country calls, the airmen of yesterday, today, and tomorrow will answer.